All right, this is the semester two midterm exam review for international awareness. Number one, listen to the texts and understand the texts. So, listen to the Kyoto Protocol and Wangari Matai, and make sure you understand. Number two, keywords from the texts. I will explain them now and listen to the explanations in English. 122. This is the number of countries that agreed to the Kyoto Protocol. More than 122. 1997. This is the year that the Kyoto Protocol was first made. 2005. This is the year that the Kyoto Protocol became international law. 2012. This is the year that the Kyoto Protocol goals are to be met by. Minus 5% throughout the world by 2012. Japan. This is one of the countries that agreed to the Kyoto Protocol. EU. This is a group of countries that agreed to the Kyoto Protocol. The USA. This is a country that didn't agree to the Kyoto Protocol. Next. Greenhouse gases. These are gases like CO2 that cause global warming. A 5% decrease. This is the goal for the whole world by 2012. A 6% decrease. This is the goal for Japan. An 8% decrease. This is the goal for Central and Eastern Europe. A 60% decrease. This is needed to stop global warming. An 8% increase. Australia can do this. Next. The U.S. The next is Russia. Russia is the country that agreed and made the Kyoto Protocol into real law. Because this country agreed, the Kyoto Protocol became international law. Next, Wangari Matai. 2004. This is the year that Wangari Matai won the Nobel Peace Prize. Next, think globally, act locally. This is something that means what Miss Matai does, and it means that people know what's best for their area, and by making their area better, people make the world better. Next, a PhD. This is the highest degree in education. And this is the degree that Miss Wangari Matai got. And Miss Wangari Matai was the first woman in Eastern Africa to get this degree. An ecologist. This is Mrs. Matai's profession or specialty. She studies ecology. She studies ecology, so she is an ecologist. Next, women's rights. This is another thing that Wangari Maathai helped with in Kenya. She helped with the environment, but she also helped with this. This means that women are treated more equally in society. Next, wood. This is something that is used for building in Japan, but in Kenya it's used more for cooking or heating. And everybody in Kenya used too much of this, so it was a problem. Next, Kenya. This is the country Ms. Maathai is from. Next, desertification. This means that there are less and less plants on the earth in an area, and that the area becomes more and more dry and bare, like a desert. Next, sustainable development. This means to continue to do something in a way that can be continued without causing a problem. So for Kenya, planting trees is a perfect example. Next, GBM. This is the name of Ms. Maathai's group. Next, the Nobel Peace Prize. This is the thing that Ms. Maathai and her group won in 2004. Okay, now for the essay, the essay needs to be 90 words, and the question is, what things should be done to reduce CO2 in Japan? What things should be done in Japan to reduce CO2? Make sure your suggestions match the information in the graph below. So please look to see which part makes the most carbon dioxide. Which part? So, factories, cars and trucks, stores, people's houses, where they make energy. So think about which part of society makes the most CO2, and offers and give some suggestions for how CO2 can be reduced in Japan. All right, good luck.